Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The National Association of Attorneys General sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg asking him to abandon plans to launch a version of Instagram for kids under 13. The letter was signed by attorneys general from 44 U.S. states and territories, saying Facebook has historically failed to protect the welfare of children on its platforms. A Facebook spokesperson said the company had just started exploring the product and was committed not to show ads in it. On May 15th, WhatsApp's previously delayed privacy policy goes live. WhatsApp will send persistent reminders about the new policy over a period of several weeks. After a few weeks of limited functionality, WhatsApp will stop sending calls and messages to your device unless the new policy is agreed to. In an analyst briefing, Sony projected PlayStation 5s will remain in short supply through 2022. Sony says it sold 7.8 million PS5 units through March 31st, estimating 14.8 million units sold by the end of its current fiscal year. Monthly active PlayStation Network users and game sales in the first 3 months of 2021 declined on the year. Intel launched its 10-nanometer 11th generation Core Tiger Lake H high-performance mobile processors, offering 6-8 cores and 12-16 threads, each with 32 cores of ZLP integrated graphics and all but the top-end i9-11980HK supporting both a standard 45-watt TDP and a powered-down 35-watt version. The CPUs include 20 lanes of PCI Express 4.0, support AV1 decoding, include built-in Thunderbolt 4 controllers, and support DDR4 3200 memory, with Intel claiming up to 19% better performance per clock over the previous generation. The insurance company AXA said at the request of the French government it will end cyber insurance policies in France that reimburse victims for ransomware payments, although policies will still cover the cost of recovery. Speaking at a recent Paris roundtable, French cybercrime prosecutor Joanna Bruce said in 2020 only the U.S. experienced more ransomware attacks than France. eBay announced Tuesday it will allow the sale of non-fungible tokens on its platforms. Sellers will need to meet certain standards to be approved to sell NFTs, but eBay hopes to broaden availability over the coming months. Reuters sources say production at a Foxconn plant in Tamil Nadu, India, which produces iPhones for the domestic market, has declined by more than 50% because workers were absent due to COVID-19. TrendForce reduced its smartphone production growth forecast from 9.4% to 8.5%, citing the impact of India shutdowns. The UK introduced the Online Safety Bill, which would fine social media companies 10% of turnover or £18 million for failure to remove online abuses and illegal content. The bill further allows for criminal prosecution of senior managers and potential blocking of sites by the regulator Ofcom. It also requires companies to protect overall freedom of expression and reinstate unfairly removed material. Colonial Pipeline announced it resumed operations on May 12th following the temporary shutdown due to a ransomware attack. Bloomberg sources say the company actually paid nearly $5 million in ransom on May 7th, within hours of the attack. However, the decrypting tool supplied by the ransomware operators was so slow, the company continued to use its own backups to restore the system. A new national blueprint in South Korea outlines plans to invest $450 billion to build the world's biggest chip-making base by 2030, involving 153 companies. Samsung Electronic will boost spending 30% to $151 billion by 2030, with SK Hynix committing $97 billion to expanding facilities, in addition to $106 billion plan for four new chip fabs. According to a memo released in a public records request, Tesla's director of autopilot software, CJ Moore, told the California DMV in March that the company's autopilot driver assistance system is at level 2, which requires human driver supervision. Tesla told the DMV that it would need to see a ratio of 1 or 2 million miles per driver interaction to move into higher levels of automation. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company will stop accepting Bitcoin as payment over concerns about the cryptocurrency's energy usage. The company will resume accepting Bitcoin when the process of mining Bitcoin transitions to more sustainable energy, with the company examining other cryptocurrencies that use less than 1% of Bitcoin's energy per transaction. Ireland's health service executive shut down its IT systems as a precautionary measure following a significant ransomware attack at Dublin's Rotunda Hospital, resulting in what Ireland's health minister Stephen Donnelly called a severe impact on health and social care services. Emergency services are continuing operation, and hospitals have contingency plans in place for a paper-based system. No ransom demand has been received, and it's unclear who is behind the attack. In Coinbase's first earnings report since going public, the company said it earned $3.05 per share on revenue of $1.8 billion, up 207% on the quarter. On its earnings call, the cryptocurrency exchange said it planned to list Dogecoin in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Tencent subsidiary game developer Timmy and Xbox Game Studio announced a strategic partnership to jointly produce new games, with more details of a deal to be announced later this year. Sources told Reuters earlier this year that Timmy generated $10 billion in revenue off games like Honor of Kings and Call of Duty Mobile, making it the world's largest developer. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.